About a dozen dancers, mostly teens, are in their gym clothes, building up a sweat as they furiously step to the beat. They're getting a workout, but it's more than that.
When you come to the powwow, you're going to be dancing around, and you're like a butterfly, flying and searching, and you're moving in different directions. Some people wave their arms. They're so beautiful. It's like, what are they going to do next?
It's almost like a trance of being where we used to be, you know, 100,000 years ago, where we dance for the food, the land, the air, the water, brings us back to the naturalism, you know, a long time ago.
Not only am I out there dancing, every time I step out, I am praying for healing for others. Sometimes I just get so into it that I forget that I'm dancing.
You just heard from Janice Stump. She's a tribal elder who sews regalia for powwows, everything from dresses and capes to beaded headbands and moccasins. Her son, Toby, spoke as well, along with a dancer named Angie Alsobrook. The powwow tradition has certainly evolved over time. Along with celebrating native lands and communities, today's participants are often competing for cash. Some argue that the events are too contemporary and flashy, but Teresa Melendez, who runs the Powwow Club, says that's actually perfect for connecting with tribal youth.
I tend to think of powwows as like a gateway, you know, like people talk about marijuana as being a gateway drug. That's how I think of like powwows, because once you start going to powwows and then they start, I'm more curious about my tribal history. I'm curious about my tribal language.
The other great thing about powwows is that they're more accessible than a lot of other Native American traditions.
If there aren't people in your family who speak the language or practice the ceremonies or don't believe in those ways, you may feel a little lost. Like, who can I talk to? I really want to know these things. You can always go to a powwow. There's powwow flyers all over the internet and on Facebook. You can go to a powwow and you can start dancing, and you could do that on your own.
The Colony has been offering the club for a year now through its language and culture program, which is growing despite limited funding. Michonne Eben oversees the preservation of everything from powwows and indigenous languages to traditional art forms like basket weaving. She doesn't want to see anything else slip through the cracks.
There's been a lot of lost tradition and a lost culture due to the annihilation of a lot of tribes, especially here.
One Native artist that Eben's proud to highlight is 100-year-old Hillman Toby, who spends his free time in a small shed, carving intricate ceremonial pipes out of natural materials like wood and stone. The two are eager to catch up at the Colony's new Cultural Resource Center in Reno.
Kima, Kima one! I always talk real loud like you can't hear. Sorry. Hello!
Hello.
Several of Toby's pipes are on display at the center, but he's quick to reach for one in particular.
This is my masterpiece, okay? And these, see the black, red, yellow, white. Those resemble the peoples of the world.
It takes about a month to make each pipe, and despite the time and labor involved, Toby hands them out for free so that people in spiritual need can use them for prayer.
The belief is that your prayers are in that smoke that rises to the Creator.
Along with his woodwork, Toby was one of the first participants in the Colony's Oral History Program, which is recording Native stories one elder at a time. Local historian Alicia Barber, who helped get the program underway, says it's essential that the Colony collect its own stories.
I think particularly the Native American community has been documented and interviewed and researched so much by people outside that community for really over a century.
Even though most of that work has been done respectfully, outsiders are often so focused on cultural traditions that they can miss out on a lot.
What I think can be neglected in that is the fact that people in Native American communities have fully dimensional lives. I mean, they have careers. They belong to a much larger community than that specific Native community. And so that's something that can really be brought out that I think has been kind of missed over time.
Barber says that capturing every aspect of the Native American experience is imperative for the Reno Sparks Indian Colony as its members assert control over their history. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.
Hi,